531.
PMN News at 6. Malolele, I'm Courtney Cena Meredith. The saga of whether or not the Auckland Council's airport shareholding should be sold has culminated in a decision to sell some of the shares, but not all. By 14 votes to 6, councillors agreed this afternoon to reduce the 18% holding to 11%. Mayor Wayne Brown says the budget process has been the most challenging and contentious in the council's history. The Auckland Council has also agreed to an average rates increase of 7.7%. To other news, and Pacific Island states are calling for the full decarbonisation of the industry no later than 2050. The International Maritime Organisation's Marine Environment Protection Committee is meeting next month to discuss its current target to halve shipping emissions by 2050. Dr. Peter Nuttall, who works for a research team on transport decarbonisation out of the Marshall Islands, says Pacific Island states have been leading the push for change.
Who are now insisting on full decarbonisation by no later than 2050, with hard intermediate targets of 2030 and 2040. We're calling for an equitable transition, one that leaves no states behind.
Dr. Nuttall says Pacific nations are also asking for a greenhouse gas levy starting at US$100 for every tonne of carbon emitted. A program coordinator for Pacific students in West Auckland is eager to provide more leadership opportunities in the area. The MC4 leadership program caters to 7 schools in West Auckland, taking Pacific students through a 4-month course. MC4 coordinator Jeremiah Tsoltsi says though there aren't many Pacific leadership initiatives in the area, this program is determined to fill that gap.
In West Auckland, there's hardly any programs for our Pacifica young people. Out south, there's a plethora, hundreds. The market is saturated out there, and good on them. You know, that's the way it should be. So we're just a little pea in the pond, a little stone in the pond that's trying to do our thing for our community in West Auckland. So it's those stories, it's the hope, it's seeing our young people thrive and our families thrive.
To the Pacific, and the Fijian Elections Office has today lifted the suspension of the main opposition Fiji First Party, which is also the largest political party in the country's parliament. Fiji First, led by the former Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, was suspended last month for 30 days for failing to provide its audited accounts. The suspension also meant the 24 Fiji First MPs were not allowed to take part in the proceedings of parliament. In a short statement this afternoon, the elections body confirmed Fiji First can function as a political party, having now complied with the requirements of the country's Political Parties Act. To sports, and the Blues take on the Waratahs in the first Super Rugby quarterfinal tonight at Eden Park. Blues captain, All Blacks loose forward Dalton Papali'i, is looking forward to squaring off against his opposite, the Wallabies skipper Michael Hooper. The Blues are favourites to win and advance to the final four, and Papali'i knows winning the open side battle will be key to hosting chances of success.
Yeah, he's pretty good, so you know, and you know, he's their leader. You know, they look to him. You know, when they're things against the wall, so you know, we're not going out there to get him or anything. But at the end of the day, you know, he's a massive part of their game plan and their play. So it's going to be a good matchup.
And lastly, Flying Fijians coach Simon Rewalui has named 23 Indrua players in an extended squad of 45 for the upcoming July Test Series against Tonga, Samoa and Japan. The players will also compete for spots to play in pre-Rugby World Cup warm-up matches against France in August. The Indrua are currently preparing for the Super Rugby Pacific quarter-final against the Crusaders tomorrow. And that's your PMN News at 6. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmnnews.co.nz.